Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. Welcome back, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Hope everybody's had a great week. My week was a little rough. I had to go to jury duty.
Oh, God. Did you have to report?
Luckily, no.
Whoop, whoop.
The weird thing was, I thought I was on there, and you know, that I got in there the first wave, and they didn't take me off. So I'm like, oh, great. I'm stuck. So the second people come in, you know, a couple little things went on about folk with, you know, dealing with police and race issues and all that. And, you know, come a second time and it was like, okay, number 11, you're excused. I was like, thank you. And as soon as I saw it, I was like, sweet.
Yep, I can leave.
Yeah, Kim was like, you need to lie. But like, I hate everybody. I'm racist to everybody. I cannot.
I heard that don't even work anymore.
Nah, now they like,
because they've caught on. They're not stupid. They know.
No, I'm broke. Well, so what? They don't care. I get it, but yeah, it's rough. But other than that, man, how was your week?
Oh, it was cool. You know, same old same. I'm getting over a little cold I had, so feeling better. Ready to talk some of these sports and these playoffs, and you know, hasn't been a whole lot going on, but you know, just some tidbits we got to go over.
Right, it's been enough. There's been some interesting stuff that's come out this week for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, let's get it started.
Oh yeah, let y'all know, y'all listening to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find our podcast on blackisonline.com. You can also check us out on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. Y'all want to hit us up? Any comments? Any feedback on what you've heard, or just want to chop it up with us? Hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslayman, and on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, any what the fuck moments, any noise awards y'all got up sleeve that y'all want to let us know about, hey, hit us up and let us know. We'll definitely put it out there for you.
Holla. That's what's up. All right, so let's start with the big topic for us, well, for me especially, the NBA Finals, baby, rematch.
Well, I thought OKC was gonna lose. They lost. I didn't think it was gonna, you know.
That was a great game.
That was a great game. I thought it was gonna be a blowout, but shoot, it was a very, it was down to the wire. Tony Parker got dinged up, and it was like, Spurs fans were like, hold my breath.
Yeah,
oh no,
here we
and
go.
It was like, here we go. Injuries are piling up, and luckily he's okay. So, but yeah, man, it was a interesting first game with Miami against the Heat. Against the Heat, if you get what I'm saying. So the AC was out, and it was very hot in that stadium there.
Yeah, almost at 100 plus in there. Everybody sweating, got them towels and ice on the neck,
and then of course, what has to happen? The best player in the NBA has to get hurt and cramp up, and now that game basically shouldn't count. As far as people are concerned, that game didn't even count because LeBron James didn't play the last 4 minutes of the game, so that affected the entire outcome, which meant the Spurs were in no way, shape, or form going to win that game had LeBron played. That's basically what people are saying. If LeBron was still playing, no way the Spurs would have won, which to me is BS because we don't know what would have happened. So LeBron has a history of cramps from what we've seen. So for me, this is not an excuse. This is not the first time he's had to exit a game due to cramps. This is not the first time he's had them. So for me, that's not an excuse. And I'm like, I'm sorry, there's what, 1,400 players on the team? Yeah. Do your job then.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Everybody's LeBron this, LeBron that. LeBron James is the best player in basketball, but I feel bad for him because he had because he's the best, he has to do more than anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Kevin Durant, you can say, is the second best player. LeBron James has to do three times as much as Kevin Durant does. He has to guard everybody. He has to rebound. He has to point guard. He has to score also. He has to do everything. He has to be the closer too. It's like, Jesus Christ. He came here initially, and it was like, all right, cool. It was like tag team. Him and D-Wade, you know, and Chris Bosh was the guy, you know, when we're not on, he's on. And then now it's like, it's basically, like we've been saying, it's Cleveland LeBron. It's LeBron and everybody else. And when LeBron falters, you know, we forget that D-Wade is supposed to be still one of the better players in the league. We supposedly forget that Chris Bosh is supposed to be one of the better players in the league. So you're telling me, because the best player in the league got hurt, two star players, quote-unquote, star players, can't carry the load? Word? It's not like they turned into the freaking Chicago Bulls or the Washington Wizards. They still have D-Wade. You still have Chris Bosh. You still have Ray Allen. It's not like you ain't got guys who can score. So, for me, no excuses. And everybody's like, whoa, the AC didn't work. San Antonio had to play through it, too. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm a realist. San Antonio had to deal with the same freaking conditions. It is not like one had the upper advantage over the other. It's just not. So, you played through it. The NBA deemed, you know, the court was fine. It was fine to be able to play. Fine. And then after the game, you had guys from the Spurs coming out talking about, you know what, it was bad. Basically, yeah, Tony Parker, like, felt like I was back in Europe.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have AC on the court. And I'm like, there are, you have guys who've played through crap like that before.
Yeah, Ray Allen said it. Dwyane Wade said they've played in, like, now, they say, has anybody played through no AC in
at
June
all?
In the NBA Finals? No.
It's, yeah.
I mean, going back to the Garden, everybody's like, oh, well, this, back in the Garden, it was like that. I'm like, none of these Knicks played in the Garden.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, there are times where the visiting team has to deal with crappy conditions because the home team, you know, tries to, you know, fiddle with their locker rooms or things of that nature. It happens. It happens. But in this case, it was just an act of God, and both teams had to deal. And it just so happened that LeBron James cramped up and got hurt, and now everybody's LeBroning. That shit is funny.
Oh, yeah, man. Let's speak on this first. We can get this over with because, I mean, you knew as soon as it was over – what are we going to spend the next 3 days talking about? The cramp.
Yep. I was like, well, that means this game don't count because the AC went up.
I mean, okay. I had to retweet one where it was like, he got picked up and it was like, Lance Stevenson, let me blow on your boo-boo. Like, like, damn. I mean, it was ridicule. If this was Jordan and Kobe, they wouldn't have done that. They would have played.
I remember when Jordan played through the flu. And
this is not
the I'm like,
thing.
Look, man. I have played sports before. I've played sports many times. I've cramped up before like that. That shit hurts. Yeah. I've been there where you can't walk like LeBron did. That is one of the most painful things I have ever felt in my life. I am not, I've heard people try to compare it to like a woman's labor. I am in no way, shape, or form going to do that. It's probably one of the most painful pains a man can have. As far as just like, because you can't move.
Yeah, even you could even talk about
when I
on TNT with Charles Barkley, with that joke that was playing where he was sitting in the chair and he cramped up. And he's sitting there hobbling because he can't move his leg.
And I'm like, when I saw LeBron like really standing there not be able to, I was like, I know what the pain he's feeling right now. I was like, I know what he's feeling right now. And honestly, he couldn't walk.
Yeah, and he had to get carried off.
Walked off the court, it'd take him 30 minutes.
Yeah, they'd have to use a timeout. And I was sitting there like, call that timeout. What's going on? We could have been like, how come they didn't use that timeout?
Some people are like, well, LeBron was, you know, putting on a little extra. I'm like, look, Stephen A. Smith, I give it to him, made a great point. LeBron James is known for what when on a fast break for the opposing team? He is known for coming up from behind and blocking the shot. Why the hell would he not if he was faking? You know what I'm like? If he wasn't hurt, he'd be running across trying to get back on defense.
You really think this dude?
He's just gonna stay in there.
Yeah, I heard Radar like, I think he was faking it because he wanted to put up. I'm like,
are you sure?
Either one of these teams? If you ask either one of these teams, would you like to sweep the other team? Hell yes.
But I'm like, the Spurs want to beat them with LeBron James. The Spurs don't want to win with LeBron on the sideline because you know everybody in their mama's gonna be like, well, asterisk. asterisk, it didn't really count. So they like, we want LeBron on the court. We want to win with LeBron.
I like Tim Duncan's post game right after that. He was like, asked him, what do you think about LeBron? He was like, I really didn't give a fuck. I'm focused on my team and trying to get the win. I don't care.
Thank you.
And I'm like, that's real. You're like, oh, he hurt. It was just like, oh, LeBron is out. Let's attack.
We had to deal with the same conditions.
And then afterwards, we can be like, oh, I hope he's okay. But, you know, it's Tony Parker hurt. Nobody going to be like, oh, well, it's an asterisk because LeBron and them beat the Spurs without Tony. But you're going to be like, 3-peat, LeBron James is the greatest, blah, 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 all of that bullshit.
Yep.
And I'm glad Isaiah Thomas came out and said, hey, Jordan wouldn't have played with no cramp. And all that, like,
and Isaiah Thomas, in all honesty, played with one of the worst when he
that
ankle injury,
25 in the quarter.
I'm like, he played with one of the worst injuries, and he played. Good lord! But I mean, for a cramp, you can't do nothing.
No, you can't.
You've had football players and all athletes come out and say, when you cramp up, that's a completely different ball game.
And he is, like, he came out and said he is the easiest target. He is.
He is. He's, and I agreed with that.
He's the most popular sports player in the social media world. Well, now everything is... I mean, the guy, he even said it. I even agree with it. At sophomore in high school, this dude was supposed to be the next Jordan.
Yep. He had he had so much pressure put on him.
Oh, I mean, it's like, what happens if he doesn't win? Like, what happens if he does win? Oh, well, that's only three. He got to get six. So he ain't like... Whatever he does, he's not going to be able to pass Jordan, probably because Jordan is Jordan.
Yep. You have people who are just stuck in that mode and are just like, I'm not putting anybody above Michael Jordan. That's fine. That's fine. You can live in your little bubble and sit there with that. Fine. Do I believe LeBron James at some point will surpass Michael Jordan as the best player? I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Michael Jordan was one of those rare players where he got six. I mean, you have to really look at everything in a whole.
Yeah.
Jordan was unreal. LeBron James is unreal. I mean,
it's some kind of dude.
Plus, they're two totally different players.
Will Chamberlain is unreal. Magic Johnson was
Kareem
unreal.
Kareem is unreal. O is unreal. I can go on and on.
Right.
But
if I think he has enough game to where once he's finished, he will probably go down at least top 10 greatest ever. Which is a lot.
He has said himself, you know, to basically wait until my career's over.
Right.
To judge me. First of all, for me, he ain't better than Tim Duncan.
Tim
Duncan is arguably the best power forward of all time. I'm sorry.
We can argue the case that maybe at the end of his career, he might be arguably the best big man
ever. Better than Kareem, better than Wilt. It's argumentative.
Right.
I cannot argue, honestly, I cannot yet argue that LeBron James is better than Larry Bird was. I cannot really make, you can say he is. I can't make that argument.
No,
I can't make that argument. LeBron James, will he be up there? Yes. He's creeping up the ladder every year. But he ain't there yet. Is he better than Magic? Hell no. No. Is he better than Kareem? Hell no. Is he better than Wilt? Hell to the nizzle. So, I'm sorry. Yeah. Is he better than Karl Malone was? I can't say that yet. I can't. I can't put him above the John Stocktons. I can't do it yet.
He's climbing the ladder.
Once his career is over, if he's the number one in points, he's up there in top five in rebounds of all time, assists of all time, and all this stuff with the echelons and the stuff he'll do. Yes, at that point, I'll be like, you're damn right he's up there. But at this point, I can't put him above some of these guys who have done it before him.
Yeah, the way his size being 6'8", 260, and for the most part, doesn't really get hurt. He can play another 10 years, and he's technically right now in his prime. So we will see what happens. But yes, like you said, get to his other compadres. When your best player goes down, other guys step up. Now, complain about all that heat. The Spurs had like 10 turnovers in the third quarter.
Yeah, they had, what, like 25 for the game or something like that? It was terrible.
And the Heat weren't blowing them out at the end of the third.
When LeBron went out, they were only, what, down two?
Yeah, he made the move. They were down two. The game was back and forth the whole game. So you can be like, well, they was having momentum. I'm like, the game has been momentum switching all night.
And everybody can say what they want about, you know, well, he was shutting down Danny Green. And as soon as he went out, Danny Green went off. I'm like, Danny Green is one of those guys where all he needs is one shot to get hot. That's it. Once one goes in, he's feeling it. And it's just give me the ball.
So it's LeBron's fault that his team didn't rotate.
I'm like, Ray Allen's the same type of guy. Once one goes in, just keep feeding me, and I'm gonna keep making them.
So, and they played a pretty good game. That's the thing with Miami. Miami played a pretty good game, and you lost. And the Spurs were turning over. I was like, they about to lose this game. Because Spurs turning over 20-plus times is usually an L.
I mean, let me say this. I am of the belief that a great player such as LeBron James, yes, against a good team, he can, you know, everybody's like, well, in the NBA, you know, one guy can change the game. I understand that. Against a good team, LeBron James could change the whole thing. Against a great team like the Spurs, when you're talking, there's a difference between a good team and a great team. The Spurs are a great team. So when you have one great player against a great team, that great player is going to need everybody else on his team to rise up. And right now, without LeBron, the Heat are a good team. They're not a great team without LeBron James.
No, they rely on him to do too much.
Yes. So, I mean, in all honesty, the Spurs are the better team.
Yep, as a team.
As a team, as a one collective whole, they're much deeper than the Heat are. The Heat have the best player. That's it.
I mean, you're looking at it now like
because I mean, is Tony Parker better than Chris Bosh?
Yes.
Thank you. I mean, you can say that. So I mean, you can't say, well, they have the best players. They have the best player. Mm-hmm. And the Spurs have the best collective bunch. Honestly, the Spurs have the better team. So you can't sit here and be shocked if the Spurs beat them.
I mean, you know, D-Wade gave you 19. Ray Allen gave you 16 off the bench. I mean, look, you're not going to get much bench production. Should Norris Cole play better? Yes. You know, Chris Anderson, you're not going to get much from him offensively. And they may need to go to Udonis Haslem a little more. You know, Mar Chalmers was off with foul trouble. And I didn't get how the end of the game. He was like trying to run the show, and I was like,
That he made a terrible pass at the end of the game.
He made that 1-3, which was his only points of the game, and all of a sudden it was like, all right, when you come down, I'm a run the offense. And it was like,
what are you doing?
Get the ball to D-Wade and move out the way, dude. Because there were a couple shots. I'm like, that should have been D-Wade's shot. And Chris Bosh, hey, she's 7 of 11, 18 points, 9 boards. That's efficient. If you want to take, and I'm all for the fact, keep his butt outside. You want to shoot threes and long distance shots, go right ahead.
And that's the thing. It's like the Heat didn't play a terrible game. The Spurs just played better. Yeah. I mean, Spurs, that's just what it was. The Spurs
didn't play that great. But in the fourth quarter, it wasn't like they hit almost 80% in the fourth quarter, and it just didn't happen like, oh, well, we didn't score any points. And then when LeBron James went out, all of a sudden we got hot. We was hot. Then LeBron James stepped out. Booyah. Money, 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 money. I mean
plus they got 10 from Rashard Lewis. I mean, look at this. Tony Parker gave you 19-8. Tim Duncan gave you 21-10. Danny Green at 13. Kawhi Leonard at 9. Tiago Splitter had 14.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Boris Diaw didn't score much. He had 6 assists and 10 boards. Mm-hmm. Ginobili had 16 points and 11 dimes. I'm like, come on. Patty Mills had 7. Bellinelli had 9. I'm like, look at that. And then you have for Miami, I mean, yeah, the other ones didn't step up. I mean, Sam Battier had none. Chris Anderson had 2. Norris Cole had 2. Mario Chalmers 3. So you really, you didn't get much bench production. So there was the difference. Clearly.
So now we're going into game 2. We got the heated, you know, the AC unit is fixed. So there shouldn't be any issues.
Bron said he's fine. He's playing. So
I trust that. I wasn't worried about that. It's just, you know, the way it's gone, I would lean to maybe Miami winning game 2 because they don't want to go down 0-2. As a whole, I think this is going to go to 7 games and the Spurs are going to win in 7. My gut feeling, though, is they'll come back to San Antonio tied at 2 games apiece. Spurs win game 5, go to Miami and are like, this ain't coming back to San Antonio, win game 6. A la like they did versus OKC and win. But I'm going to play safe and they're going to win in 7. But I expect Miami to win tonight. I wouldn't be surprised if Spurs go up 2-0. I hope they do, but I think Miami might continue their role of winning after losing a playoff game.
Well, your gut feeling is basically what I feel. I feel this is going to go back and forth. I feel both teams are going to stand their ground at home. And then I feel the Spurs are just going to win that one in San Antonio and then that one on the road in Miami mm-hmm. and close it out. I just have that feeling the Spurs are just focused and they're playing with the chip on their shoulders. They want – you can see that they want it. They really want it. I mean, it's yes, Miami wants the championship. LeBron wants another ring, of course. But you can just see the Spurs want it. They are like, this should have been ours last year. We taking it back. They want it. Mm-hmm. They really do. So they're pulling out all the stops. They're making it work, and they're prepared to do whatever it takes to get it. So.
I'm hoping that it can carries over like history. I mean, you had Kobe Bryant. Everybody loved Kobe Bryant, remembering when they lost to the Celtics. Mm-hmm. Came back the next year in the finals and won that.
Yep.
LeBron James lost to Dallas.
Yep.
You ain't shit. You suck. Blah, blah, blah. Comes back, wins his chip.
Yep.
So I'm hoping the Spurs do the same thing. Oh, we lost. All right. Rematch.
Yep.
Give me that.
Yep.
And, LeBron James 2-3 in finals. I'm like, so they are what? I don't care.
Yes, right.
Whatever. So this is going to be a great game. This series has been excellent, man.
Oh, yeah. It's been great. Hoping it's going to be a great series.
More of the same. And Spurs, let's get that W. All right. Now let's move on to the team that the Spurs beat. You know, outlook for the Thunder right now. There's been a lot of questions. We're going to get into a few with these people. First, let's talk about the, reigning MVP.
Okay.
He is going to need somewhat of a personality change.
In what fashion?
I think his game has improved, mm-hmm. Especially this season. Why he got the MVP? Turned out to do a little bit more of everything, more rebounding, more assists, taking a little bit of a more defensive approach. I've been saying it, so I'm gonna keep saying it. He needs to take a little bit of a page from Westbrook and get some of that nasty. He's a great guy. I mean, you can be a great guy off the court and get along with people. I don't care about that. But that last game, it was like when he had the ball up the top and he slipped
mm-hmm.
and turned it over.
Mm-hmm.
From that point on, he never got the ball.
Nope.
It was like, Westbrook, all right, I'm going to be the playmaker. And you have that ability, having two great players like that. That's a plus because you can be like, we can go to either one at any time.
Mm-hmm.
But you would think that Durant would be like, give me the rock. It's my ball. I want it. And he doesn't do that enough for me. He doesn't he don't command the ball enough.
Yes, I do agree with that. He doesn't. And he should, for a player of his caliber, yes, he should say, give me the ball, especially in crunch time. Him not touching it at all is completely unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. So, I mean, for me, I'm like, you got to do something. Wave your hands, clap, whatever. Do something, get your teammates' attention. Like, give me the fucking ball so I can do me. So, I mean, I know Westbrook wants to be that guy and be the hero, but
he was making sure. I get in that game, he was killing them going to the rack.
The only thing is, I think if Durant, I think they complement each other so well that if Durant changes his personality too much, I think they'll end up butting heads. And it's going to get to a point where it's like, I want the ball. No, I want the ball. No, I want the ball. So, and it's going to go back and forth. So I think now they complement each other. Plus, I mean, Westbrook was going to the hole. He was taking it strong.
He was aggressive.
So, I mean, I can't knock Durant for, do you. But, I mean,
you have a main issue when you see Westbrook taking more shots than Durant.
I do. I hate it. But, I mean, I have to give it to Westbrook. Westbrook is that good. Westbrook, I hate saying it, but before the injury, it was Derrick Rose. But now, Westbrook is the most athletic player in the freaking league. I'm sorry, even more than LeBron James. Westbrook is just it's ridiculous how athletic he is and how explosive he is. So he's up there. He's probably he's a top five player, I would say. So
yeah,
it's
borderline.
It's hard for me to. He's almost getting to that point where he's becoming so good that I almost can't knock him for taking as many shots as Kevin Durant. But if he's going to play point guard, that's where I take the issue. So if you got him at two guard, fine. I don't, you know, he can shoot as many shots as he wants to. If once he's on that quote unquote a point guard though, that's when I take issue with that because I play point guard. So I'm like, if you're a point guard, you're supposed to set up the team and run the team. So, yes, at that point, you need to defer more to your top scorer. But if you're a shooting guard, you know, and you're kind of like a LeBron D. Wade type thing going on, then, you know, do what you do.
Yeah, he – and on his end, he said he has to be more of a point guard. And both of them. I mean, he – Westbrook has to – I can see them kind of moving him over now, being that I think Seth Velosh is a free agent. They're going to have to make –
some changes.
Some subtle changes. Mm-hmm. And they may want to put him off the ball and I guess start Reggie Jackson. Which
I don't like that just because you take your scoring punch off the bench.
Yeah, I like him coming off the bench. Mm-hmm. You might have to get just a floor general, somebody who can at least run the offense and spread the floor and do that. We know Derek Fisher might be coaching the Knicks.
Okay.
So they're going to have to make some changes. Scott Brooks I think it's safe, but they're too reliant on both of them.
Yeah, that is definite. Yeah.
It does feel like they're not playmakers. They're just going to score. They get the ball at the top of the key, they're going to score.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least you got to a point with LeBron and them where, you know, LeBron, he's driving. He's looking for the kick out.
Well, LeBron's a different breed in that LeBron coming in, you knew he loved to pass.
Yeah.
He loved passing the ball. So it wasn't an issue with him getting his teammates involved. You know, with other guys, you know, Kevin Durant, that's basically all they asked him to do in Texas, score.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, they come from two totally different places. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they complement each other next year, what moves are OKC is going to make. But, you know, like you said, maybe they look to get a floor general, maybe another score off the bench. I mean, they got Jeremy Lamb.
Yeah, they got to play their guys more.
Yeah, you got to have faith in your young cats at your draft. So
yeah, more teams are going to have to take somewhat of that Greg Popovich approach. And I'm not saying you need to limit your star minutes, you know, not to the point where they're under 30 minutes. I don't think any other team can do that. Mm-hmm. But you've got to get your bench time. You have to grow your bench. Jeremy Lamb should have gotten a gang of time.
Yep.
This season.
He's your replacement for James Harden.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be.
And they've gotten two first-round picks, so Steven Adams looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I like Steven Adams. But you've got to get these guys some time, so when you play them, it's okay. You can't just not play them like, all right, we're going to get the veteran. Let's get somebody off the Caron Butler. I'm like, Jeremy Lamb can give you some on both ends of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to do that. And, of course, the All-NBA teams were released this year.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Joakim Noah, holla at your boy.
Whoop, whoop. I'm looking up right
defensive
now.
Defensive player of the year, first team all NBA, first team all defense. Let me holla at your boy. What's happening? That's what I'm talking about. Has Joakim Noah established himself as the best big man in the league, sir?
Ooh.
Best center. I say best big. Is he the best center in the league?
Over Dwight Howard?
Yes, over Mr. Dwight Howard. I got no post moves. I can't do nothing else but dunk. At least Noah can play that D. Noah can pass the ball. Noah can score some points. He can board. He can lock down shooting guards. What you want? Dwight Howard can't guard in the perimeter.
No, he can't.
Whoop, whoop.
I don't know if I can go that far.
Whoop, whoop.
I don't know if I can go that far.
Okay.
He's up there.
All right.
He's knocking on the door.
He heard you now. It's a wrap now. That means the Bulls got big things going next year just because you said that.
Let me see if I can find this grandma phone.
Okay, so I said you found him. So. Yeah, so you got for the first team, you got Kevin Durant, you got LeBron James, you got Joakim Noah, Chris Paul, and James Harden. Mm-hmm. Which is, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Not bad. And then for the second team, you got Tony Parker. You got Stephen Curry. You got Blake Griffin, Kevin Love, and Dwight Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then third team, you got Damian Lillard, Dragic, Paul George, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Al Jefferson.
Yeah, I heard there's somebody.
So no, Carmelo Anthony. There's no Anthony Davis.
No Westbrook.
No Westbrook.
Mm.
That's kind of interesting.
That is kind of interesting.
I know that injury, you know, hampered him a little bit, but not make it at all. To have, I mean, Goran Dragic was great, but to put him over Westbrook, I don't know.
And I know it seemed like they want to put. Keep the center position. I'm like, look, if you done got rid of it at the All-Star game, I mean, you seem to not care. Like, you feel like you got a force to put a center on it. But I ain't mad. Overall, they're all pretty good. I will say that. Not having Westbrook is shocking. Even Anthony Davis missing, but he's on the cusp.
Yeah, he's there. I heard he's been working on his mid-range, so we'll see, man. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, and then I know we got the all defensive teams.
All right, so first team, Joakim Noah, of course.
Yep.
Paul George, Chris Paul, Serge Ibaka, and Andre Iguodala. Congratulations.
Mm.
And then you got all second team. You got LeBron James, you got Patrick Beverley, Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard, and Roy Hibbert.
I ain't going front. It's weird having LeBron James
on the second team
and Kawhi Leonard on the second team. And as much as I love Chris Paul, I almost would put, like, if I'm picking for defense, I'd pick Patrick Beverley over Chris Paul.
The only reason is because Chris Paul led the league in steals.
Of course. That's his thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he's not the shutdown kind of guy. But, you know, he Serge Ibaka. Yeah,
would you put LeBron over Andre Iguodala? Because Andre Iguodala is a good defender.
Andre Iguodala is a good defender. Maybe not, but LeBron James has to do a lot.
They had the same amount of first team votes.
Yeah, it's close. It's close.
It was really close.
So. Oh, you heard Kevin Durant was the only one who received all first place NBA team votes. I think unanimous.
Yeah.
On NBA. I was like, damn.
I was like, LeBron, really?
Okay. Didn't get none? Wow. Like,
all right.
That's a little shocking.
Okay.
But, you know, hey, shout out to them, man. Guys who got slided work harder.
Mm-hmm.
Carmelo. And, you know, we'll see how it goes, man. You know, Tim Duncan ain't make none of them, but at this point he gets it. And, like, it's too many bigs. There's a lot of bigs.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talented bigs out there that's trying to do something. Let's go. More NBA news. The Rockets plan to decline the option on Chandler Parsons. We'll let him become a restricted free agent this season.
That's just a tactic to have him sign somewhere so they can match it. That's all I think they're doing. Because wherever he signs, if it's not a huge contract, they're going to match it.
They probably match it. Or they'll trade it.
Yeah.
Or they'll do a sign and trade.
Yeah, so.
Well, and they said if they matched it and it was on like 960,000, then come next season he's unrestricted, which, you know, would make it harder for him to keep him. So, no, that was a smart move on their part, and probably will save them some cap room as they try to make some changes and try to get another star and hopefully get some defense around them, figure that out.
Yep.
Of course, this old motherfucker.
Still.
Donald Sterling supposedly at this point said he's going to drop the lawsuit against the NBA.
Thank God.
Will agree to the sale of the team.
At this point.
Yes. However, from what I've kept up and read, he has not signed off on it yet. Donald Sterling. Adam Silver is still going on with his original banishment and $2.5 million fine, which Donald Sterling has not forked over yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Sterling feels like, well, why don't you get rid of all that? And he's like, that ain't part of the deal.
So let's hold off before we start applauding then.
Yep, so you can't really say, like, it's until he signs off, ain't no deal happening yet.
Yep. And we know still belong to him.
Flip floppy, I'm got Alzheimer's. My mind ain't here all the time. Mind playing tricks on me. All this, I don't know what the dude gonna do.
Nope.
So hopefully, it looks like it's at least in the works. Like we said, I'm surely stealing. Like, shut your old ass up. Sign this. This $2 billion. I don't care if you're like, well, I'm a billionaire. I don't care. I'm like, You don't want an extra billion in your pocket? You don't care? Figure that shit out. Because you got more crap to deal with. You got an employee suing you for racial sexual discrimination.
I'm sure that won't be the first.
No, because we know he's a womanizer. This is more proof. How am I supposed to believe that you ain't sleeping with V or you want to? This shit come out. Oh, I had a sexual relation with him.
For years. For years.
And then he would be use racist statements toward me. Like,
she was getting paid. She was getting hush money. That's what it was. She was getting hush money. There's no way you shut up about stuff like that for years unless somebody's paying you off. Yeah. There's no way. So hush money was being given to her, probably thousands of dollars. And then he got busted and that cash stopped coming in. And she was like, well, now that the proof is out there and the evidence is out there on him, I'm going to cash in while the iron's hot.
Oh, you Lord, woman.
Let's strike while it's hot, baby.
You wanted to bone a billionaire and he was chipping you off.
Now they're going to start coming out in bunches, I'm sure.
He was racist. I'm like, well, obviously that flash of that money and that green was that telling you otherwise.
That shut you up, didn't it?
You know what? I don't like what you're saying. However, that new purse kind of just changing things for me. That little, like, you got 5 figures just slid in my account. You know what? I ain't really bothered by your racism as much.
You got to have more self-respect than that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, so if you want to sleep with them, fine. As soon as you start hearing some racist crap into your face and towards you, you'd be like, oh, okay, now I'm done. Good. I'm good.
Peace out. So don't sell out. You know, it is what it is. So we'll see if it holds.
Yep. And there's some coaching moves. We've seen Flip Saunders decides to become the head coach of the Timberwolves, carry this dual role.
Kevin Love's still leaving. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I got to find these comments that Flip Saunders said. He said something that basically, it was along the lines of, he basically said Kevin Love has no reason to be frustrated.
Yes, I saw that.
I was like, whoa. Now, apparently he said he did the kind of the same thing with KG back in the day. And, you know, it worked for KG. Now, however, though, KG is a different type of specimen. Yeah. You can't just be like, everybody's KG. For Kevin Love, I don't know if coming out and saying that is really the best.
I mean, he's been questioned. It seems Rubio now is like he want to talk and try to convince him to stay. I mean, of course you're going to let's try to convince our star player not to leave. Mm-hmm. I read that with the Kevin Garnett, and he was calling guys out in the locker room.
Sam Mitchell was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You need to chill out.
Yeah, you need to check your own damn game.
I'm like,
and he said, you know, that Flip Saunders was just saying, like, look, the team as a team should be frustrated.
You as an individual, though, you need to pump your brakes and figure out how you can help. How can you can help our team?
Yeah, you can't point fingers when it's like, well, you ain't been healthy.
Yep.
You don't play that much of great defense. Yep. So, what's up?
Yeah.
You know, everybody clamoring over you like you the next thing. It's like, you ain't been to the playoffs at all.
Yep. I mean, granted, you're putting up great numbers.
Yeah.
You know, you are arguably the best power forward in the league. Argumentative. But at this point, you haven't done anything with it. So, it's like that Kyrie Irving. You're a great player, but you ain't done nothing.
Nope.
So, at this point, I know he wants to win. I'm sure everybody wants to win. But now it's, you know, dude. I mean, I say this, dude, you signed that contract. Mm-hmm. My thing is, you guys can complain all you want. You put your pen to the paper and signed it and said, you know what, I'll stay for a few more years. And it didn't work out to your liking. I'm like, dude, history says it wasn't going to work out. You should have known better. So my thing is, I don't know why more guys don't. I know you guys want the money. Take the old school approach. Become an unrestricted free agent. And shop. Since you all want to win so bad, that seems to be the common theme amongst that. But I want to win. I want to win. Do the smart thing. Become an unrestricted free agent. You can go where you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can go where you want. And these teams set themselves up to have cap space when I'm like, dude, all you have to do is just say, okay, when is it going to be prime, I guess, quote unquote, free agency
time? Right.
When are teams going to clear the most cap space? And then say, okay, 3 years from now or 2 years from now, fine. I want to sign for this amount of time. If not, then, you know, I'll just become a free agent then at that point. So, you know, it is what it is. But Kevin Love, you got a deal. You can't. I mean, they have to trade you. You can't force their hand, really.
No, I mean, he's doing the smart thing. which is like, hey, I have an opportunity to opt out, so I'm going to opt out and see if I can find some place better. You know, granted, nobody's going to do LeBron James with the decision.
He ain't do the Carmelo and say, I got to go here, here, here.
Nope. But you know, it's that whole, is somebody going to want to rent him for a year? You know, it said he preferred Golden State over Houston. I'm like, yeah, you're a West Coast dude. I don't blame you.
He's mentioned Chicago, you know, and he's mentioned, I think, Boston as well has been mentioned as another
day. Houston would, Houston on paper would be good, but it's just
That's too many shots.
One is it, how is the point guard situation going to work out still? And Dwight Howard, no, it's too much. If he was just a 3-point shooter like a la Ryan Anderson, that would be, I could see that. But I was like, Kevin Love can actually work in the post.
My thing is,
Dwight Howard doesn't have a jumper to offset that.
Houston already has a basic version that they need of him. His name is Chandler Parsons. Lock him up.
You just need to get somebody who would do the defense.
I mean,
you need the rebounding portion of Kevin. You need somebody who's going to do that dirty work next to Dwight Howard and get some boards.
And Terrence Jones wasn't bad.
Nah.
So
they just need a stretch four,
yeah.
And that's too much of a price. Everybody already talking about, they need to get Rajon Rondo and all of that. Yeah, so, and with Flip Saunders, I don't like it personally. I think it's like nobody wants to come to Minnesota, so find our coach. Mm-hmm. And this is what happens. I mean, Pat Riley did it, you know, had Stan Van Gundy that year. It's like, oh, well, you almost got there. Okay, I'll come down and coach.
Yep.
And, you know, and he's still getting bugged about it. What do you think happens when Phil Jackson brings in his coach with no coaching experience?
His puppet.
Yeah, and after 2-3 years, oh, the Knicks suck. Now what?
Oh, Phil Jackson. Oh, you got to come down.
You got to come down and coach. I mean, if you're a GM with coaching experience, more often than not, at some point, you may have to come down and coach the team for a minute.
Yep.
So, I mean, Minnesota's trying. He's not a bad coach.
No,
but
not at all. He got them to the playoffs the last time they were there.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe Lightning can strike twice.
Maybe. You see, Jazz hired Quinn Snyder to be their head coach.
Another San Antonio guy.
Yeah.
They just keep falling from the trees.
Yeah, he had his little issues in Missouri. But, you know, he's been around doing assistant coach thing, trying to work his way back in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have a nice young team, and hopefully he can build something from there. Yeah, he said he come from San Antonio. He's worked with the GM who was over in San Antonio. So it sounds like a good fit. Good luck to him.
Yep.
And somebody got shown the money. We do this all the time. Shown the money. Show me the money. Wizards signed Randy Whitman to a 3-year extension. The third year, the team option. Like, okay, nice little reward. We'll see what they do this year. Maybe try to go out to Gray Monroe or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they got a nice little lineup as well. So, you know, good basketball news for them. And it's all about them finals, folks.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, talk about some more folk who got paid and some other things going on in the sports world. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Attitude. Hard knocks. Could've dropped some of this real shit on y'all niggas, man.
Yeah.
Hey! Alabama and this motherfucker. Hilltop. You know what I'm talking about? 205. Yeah. Check me out.
Hey. I'm gonna be paper chasing till the day I die. Strictly concentrating on making my money multiply. We can be faking, I ain't waiting out on Lambo. Hold on, out the gate, I'm making paper. What I got, I'm trying to do. Repeat the process till I bump it. Keep it low, stay out of trouble. And if your conversation ain't about money, nigga, fuckin' all my life, I've been a G. My mama raised me in the slums. Hell, I was packing guns when Uncle just my age was having fun. Stacking funds, trying to get this money any way it come. All night, I'm on the block, grind till I see the sun shine hard on them haters, smoking drove, dodging one time. Show niggas I'm serious about my dough, I gotta get mine. Can't trust these hoes, cause I know they out to get mine. Niggas be prepared to shit, I'm trying to do it big time. Wait, hold me cool, give them hell until the clock stop. Be about your business, nigga, play it, let the clock stop. First, then I wake up out of grass, then I hit the block, man, I gotta get my cash up. First, fuck these hoes, get your grind on. I'ma get my money right, then I'ma get my shine. First thing first, when I wake up out of grass, then I hit the block, man, I gotta get my cash up. First thing first, fuck Girl, what she want? Get her all the things she need and some things that she don't. Man, I'm trying to get my mama out this two-bedroom apartment. Buy my niece and nephew clothes. Help my sister get a car. Hey, what's the use of having hustle if your hustle don't profit? Nigga, you got 20 gold teeth and not a dime in your pocket. I'm a family man. I got a wife. So therefore, I'm at a point in my life where I gotta prepare more. Some money in these streets, but you gotta be careful. You know who your friends are and what reasons they're there for. You can think it's about smoking swishes and chasing these hoes. You might can get you a nut, but you ain't making no dough. In the cold of the streets, I trust, man, that's all that I know. If you further examine my life, that's all it'll show. If you gon' do it, don't bullshit, bring it all to the door. And when your opportunity comes, be ready to go. Those things first, when I wake up, I grass up. Then I hit the block, man, I gotta get my cash up. First things first, money hoes, get your grind on. I'ma get my money right, then I'ma get my shine on. First things first, when I wake up, I grass up. Then I hit the block, man, I gotta get my cash up. First things first, money hoes, get your grind on. I'ma get my money right, then I'ma get my shine on. Can't worry about what a motherfucker say. Nigga, hard time grind, man. I hustle every day. I done struggled in every way. Streets to the county blue. Called a case and made the news. Okay, my favorite play the cool. Safe to say I break the rule and never I can get away with it. Put the work in the trunk and hit the interstate with it. Trying to get a piece of the pie, a slice of cake with it. Keep it real till I die. And I'm never coming fake. I don't know no other way, man. I was raised on the hill where your only two options was get paid or get killed. Let them hang cause I'm tree and my mind on the me. I done bullshitted enough. This time I'm for real. Hey, first things first, when I wake up by the grass so
welcome back to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour. We'd love to hear your prediction on the finals. Who you guys got? Y'all got the Heat. Y'all got the Spurs, baby. Any of that stuff. What you think of LeBron and all them memes? Who got meme crazy? Is he weak? Is he not clutch? You know, for cramping and all that. Do you think it was BS? You think he was faking? We'd love to hear what you think. Hit us up, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, we definitely love to hear your thoughts. And whatever you got on your mind, let us know.
All right. So, back on to somebody who got shown the money. Colin Kaepernick.
Show me the money.
Signed to a 6-year, $110 million extension with record $61 million guaranteed.
That he may not even see.
He may not even see. I mean, when you first saw it, you were like, what?
And this is what I tend to forget. It's not the guaranteed portion. It's the signing bonus that we care about. That's what we want to know. What was the signing bonus? So the guaranteed portion, a lot of it now they're putting it down kind of guaranteed based off injury.
Yeah, so if he gets through the season, he'll get it. Mm-hmm. I read that, you know, $12 million is a signing bonus. And the guarantees are year by year. Yeah. So it's not like he gets all the $61 million up front.
No.
You know, basically every year that he plays, he gets some of that guaranteed mm-hmm. money. And at some point, if they feel like they want to move on, they can let him go. And then that's it. So it's almost like a year-to-year deal, which
is what a lot of teams are doing nowadays, mm-hmm. the way they're structuring the deal. Yeah, so
cause it looks funny because when they pulled that little stat up, it was like, you know, the most guaranteed money by quarterbacks, and he was higher than Tom Brady, Drew Brees, Tony Romo. All these guys are making 50-some million. You were like, damn, nigga, 61 mil? You were like, this means he better show he can throw it in the pocket.
Yep, you better bring it. So, I mean, for me, I'm still not sold on Mr. Kaepernick. I'm not. I'm just not. He hasn't shown me enough. And, I mean, granted, he's gotten to the Super Bowl and to the NFC Championship, but for me, it was on the basis of his defense and the running game. It mm-hmm. wasn't him, per se. Everybody wants to clown Alex Smith. I'm like, he's basically doing the same thing Alex Smith was doing.
Yeah, now he brings more flavor, and he's a little more exciting. Mm-hmm. And, of course, with his tats and all that, people don't like the way he looks, so that has more controversy. They know their window is not going to stay open that long. Mm-hmm. They know their coach has a history of bouncing quickly.
Yep.
So I think they're like, look, let's just sign him. You know, quarterbacks are hard to find. So when you find a good one and he's pretty good, you can't just be like, well, let's just move on.
There, no, not at all.
So at least it's year by year, so it's not as bad.
Was he worth this much? Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Because Andrew Luck's getting more.
Andrew Luck is getting like 61. We'll all be guaranteed. Yeah, he's getting all of it. Right. He's a pro type. I remember interesting hearing an interview with Steve Young, and he's like, guys still have to throw in the pocket. He was
Thank you. He said,
ever since he left, he thought that at some point it was going to be this turn, all these running guys. And he was like, and then you see all Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And then Peyton Manning came in. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you. It hasn't changed. The blueprint is still the same. So as good as these guys are running it, you got to be able to throw the ball, which is why Mr. Tim Tebow is no longer in the league.
No. You have to. I mean, at this day and age now, you do need some versatility. You're going to have to be able to move around the pocket and scramble probably more than in previous years. It is a nice addition, and it's becoming more commonplace. However,
it's not a necessity, though. You don't necessarily have to.
You don't want an e-mobile quarterback.
I mean, of
now.
Course not. I mean, but I mean, you have your Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, who can't move,
right?
Who look weird when they run.
But you got Aaron Rodgers who can move. Mm-hmm. You know, Ben Roethlisberger can move. Mm-hmm. Tony Romo can move, and then you got these guys. I mean, and guys who can throw on the run, which is something new, where you can actually scramble and just throw it, like you don't have to plant your feet and just like oop, 50-yard bomb. You know, so that's selling. But hey, if I'm Russell Wilson, I'm like, I'm gonna just wait. I'm gonna be quiet.
Yep, and he gonna get paid. Ching a ching ching too.
Yep, because I mean, but honestly, after Joe Flacco got his money, it was like, oh great, here we go.
The floodgates are opened.
You know, we already hearing Andy Dalton talking about he want Jay Cutler money.
I'm not even gonna acknowledge that. Yeah. I'm not even gonna acknowledge that. Okay, you can want all you want. I don't mean you getting it.
Yeah, I'm like,
You want Jay Cutler money. How about you get at least as far as Jay Cutler made it in the playoffs? Yeah.
You're not as good as Jay Cutler.
No. You don't have the arm, dude.
I think if Jay Cutler had a decent line, he'd probably be – he wouldn't commit as many dumb mistakes.
Like, Alex Smith is trying to get Jay Cutler money. I'm like, are y'all kidding me? Are y'all serious? What, people are not realistic anymore. Oh, he got paid, so he laid the blueprint down for me. I'm like, no. If he's on the upper echelon, then you are not the blueprint for that. Your blueprint is on the second tier, perhaps.
No, I expect Andrew Luck to at least guarantee money. He's gonna pass this.
Oh,
anybody else? Colors. Russell Wilson may not get as much, but he's gonna get taken care of.
And Russell Wilson's smart enough to know that, you know, I don't have to take everything. Yeah.
And I mean, personally, I think in terms of having to do more, carry more for their team, I think Kaepernick can do more than Russell Wilson. I'm not saying he's a better quarterback. I'm saying he makes better decisions. But I think in terms of having to shoulder that burden, I think Kaepernick can do a little bit more than Russell Wilson can.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
If it comes on him. All right. Somebody else who got shown the money.
Show me the money.
Jadeveon Clowney signs his rookie deal with the Texans.
Good deal.
Got him $22 million guaranteed.
And he's getting every little bit of it.
$14.5 million signing bonus.
Like, Good deal. So now it's time to go to work, son.
Pays to be the number one pick.
It really does. So now get your butt in there, go to work, and show us why you should be making mo.
Richard Sherman, congrats, will be on the cover of Madden 2015.
It was between him and Cam Newton. He pulled it out. And
no,
Let's be weary, though. Yeah. We all know about that Madden curse.
Who was on it last year?
Last year they had Barry Sanders. So and then the year before that, it was my boy Calvin Johnson. So we had a little bit of. But before that, it was Peyton Hillis. So
that was bad.
Yeah, I'm just saying the curse ain't gone completely. Let's not forget the season-ending injuries that happened and all this stuff. So. It can still lurk.
No, it can't.
So,
congrats to him.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, I didn't vote because I learned it left it to the fans. I probably would have voted Richard Sherman.
Oh, yeah. I like Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
He's a great dude. Great entertainer.
Put him with the mic. Picture him to that mic.
Yep.
Don't you ever talk about me.
And then Ben Tate. Loving it. He's already getting annoyed with the little Johnny Manziel frenzy that's going on in Cleveland.
And, of course, he gets ridiculed for it. He wasn't saying... He wasn't bad-mouthing Manziel at all.
Not at all.
He's just like... God,
the media circus.
If he wiped his ass, he's just like, did you wipe your ass right? Did you clean it properly? I don't know.
The media circus is insane. And this is what scared me about him. This is what kind of turned me off about him to where I was like, I wouldn't want to pick him in the first round because of this. Because now it's... And now he's getting drafted in the Major League Baseball draft, and it's like, oh, Jesus, yeah. Another notch. Like, come on. So, for him, he just got to buckle down and play. I've heard good and bad reviews, you know. So, he's learning. Right. I mean, freaking Christ. I'm not expecting him to be the savior right away. No. So
he may not come start till second year, third year, maybe later on during the season.
Yeah, never know. So, we'll see.
Yeah, we know he needs time. But, yeah, it's just he was like... Please get off the nut. Like, let this man do his job without you like looking over him all day.
Yeah, and I think part of it is they're tired of answering questions about him.
Yeah,
they are. It's
how like, does Johnny Manziel look? As good as he looked yesterday.
Like, are you going to ask me about myself or the running backs or anything else?
No, just Johnny Manziel.
Oh, okay. The hell.
Yeah, I would get tired of it too. Like, dude. Yeah. I mean, I saw some picture. I don't even know if this was new or old, where he in the pool down to some champagne bottle. I'm like, so what?
Yeah, at this point, I don't even care anymore.
It's the weekend. Do what you want.
I don't. He's 20. He's 21 years old.
Are you drinking and driving? No? Great.
Yeah, did you get a DUI? Did you get arrested? Right. Fine.
Okay. I'm at somebody's house or a hotel party.
Oh, well, then you're in a safe environment. Fine. I don't care.
Right.
I don't. We all know if he takes... But the only thing I will say with him, he needs to be careful of is people are going to Facebook and Instagram every little freaking photo they can of him. Mm-hmm. So... Be wary of that.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Hey, LeBron, you might have a competition for that easiest target.
Exactly.
And then, you know, I seen this Dan Marino joint withdraw his name from the concussion lawsuit. And from what I've read, a lot of it is he was going to get hired by the Dolphins. And they're like, that's not a good look, man. And they think, you know, maybe because he's got Legos with CBS, you know, maybe he's trying to get him a little cash.
Yeah. Can't knock a man for trying to take care of himself, you know. I mean,
no, you can't. It's just, I don't think you figure these lawsuits out for real.
They need to.
You know, if the NFL is not telling them all the information, then shame on them. But if you know it, that's what's up. Because I seen Adrian Peterson came out and was like, I feel bad for these guys. Because he was like, I check and double check.
Yep.
Like, everything that goes into my body, I know exactly what it is.
And that's the mentality you have to have.
Yeah,
that's
you can't be trusted.
Yep.
You know, because if you get, I mean, you can fire the trainer or whatever, but I mean, you're the one who takes the hit.
Exactly.
Nobody's like, oh, who's your trainer? Why did he give it to you? You just like, you saw what happened with Barry Bonds. Well, I didn't know. They're like, how do you not know?
Exactly.
You got to check that.
Yep.
Speaking of NFL, we've heard talks of them. I've read it, talked of a quote unquote development league.
We got NFL Europe Part 2. Is that what that is?
They want something.
They tried. I mean, the NFL Europe, it was okay, but it was odd, honestly. It was weird just because it was in Europe, it was a little weird. But, you have the XFL and you have the Arena League. And,
yeah, they feel like, I guess they want a...
Like a minor league system.
They want a B league, so if these guys aren't playing, they can at least be playing somewhere else. And, of course, where it's popular enough where the NFL can make some dough off it.
Of course.
I could see that in a few years because, you know, guys want to leave early. And, I'm sure guys will be like, I'll leave early from school, go to that league and play.
Yeah.
That was interesting. I was like, okay, y'all keep changing stuff every year, but... You know, I guess only if it's profitable will it be done.
Oh, of course.
And, you know, we did mention last week about Sean Lee tearing his ACL. But we've seen the Players Association decided not to request videotape. I guess they thought something foul was going on.
I saw the tape. There's no reason to request it. It's a freak accident.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Sean Lee just because he can't ever stay healthy. Ever. No. So,
I think guys are like, Sean Lee hurt. Okay. No playoffs for y'all, Cowboys.
Yeah, and I'm like,
This is Jerry Jones strikes again, man. You paid him all this freaking money to a guy you know can't stay on the field. His track record says he is not reliable going back to his college days. Yeah. So you paying him 50-something million. I'm like, dude, come on, seriously. Yes, he's a great player, but no, he ain't worth that much money. And now, yeah, their defense took a major hit, and they also lost DeMarcus Ware, and good Lord.
Yeah, and with this, it's
good
just,
Lord. Good luck.
It's hard to get feel like the hands are tied when they're trying to get these guys to work out, get them ready for the season, but you can only do so much. And then, mm-hmm. oh, he got hurt with no pads. Well, y'all doing too much than you should have. You're like, okay, you want them to be concerned. But, hey, guess what? Let's add some more playoff games.
Yep.
Let's add more games because clearly y'all want to play more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, it's ridiculous.
And last from the NFL, we talked about safety Will Hill from the Giants last week. Testing positive.
Finally, he got cut.
He got released. They're like, yeah.
And he's moved on to the Canadian Football League already. Quick. He was like, well, I'm going to get paid at least something. So, I mean, God, stop smoking pot. I mean, if you're going to play in the league, make a choice. Or be smart about it. So, you know, for you guys, let this be a lesson to you young cats. Be smart with what you put in your bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, take precautions, man. If y'all truly need to do this and need to smoke weed, take the necessary precautions to make sure you don't get caught.
Yes.
I'm not saying do it, but I'm just saying if you're going to do it, at least, you know, don't be blatant with shit.
So, yeah, really.
I mean, so whatever. Maybe he'll be back. I mean, he's talented enough to come back, but jeez. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. All right, let's get into some college sports. Before we get into the deep topic, let's talk about these new paydays. Somebody got shown the money again. Nick Saban.
Show me the money.
No! New contract pays him $6.5 million per year till 2022.
The king of Tuscaloosa.
And he gets with bonuses totaling over that year, he might make $55 million.
Must be nice.
Him.
That's what the best coach in college football
Six
gets.
And I heard his coordinators are like some of the highest, but they're making over $1 million.
Because Alabama keeps winning, meaning they keep getting money, meaning I can pay him more. So, I mean, course, it just goes hand in hand. Look, if you keep winning, you can afford to pay me more. You're going to pay me more.
I'm at a program that is all about football.
We keep churning out NFL draft picks like it's nothing.
Yeah, even though they're talking about some of the picks from Alabama are just
so-so.
Yeah, they don't really
pay. I mean, I've
heard that argument that his system is so unique that you almost have to unlearn his system when you get to the NFL. But the guy, he wins.
Yep.
He gets wins. He's always in contention for that national championship. I mean, the guy, hey.
He got a system and it works.
Yeah.
So.
And they're always in the mix. So he's like, pay me.
And they said, okay.
And they don't want him to leave. Yep. He can be like, I'm going to go to NFL. Nah, we got you. We got you. So they paid him.
Yeah.
Somebody else who got paid.
Mr. Calipari.
Show me the money.
7 year, a new 7 year, $52.5 million.
He's another one. They heard that NBA phone ringing was like, oh. Don't pick that up. We got you. Don't worry. Don't worry. We will lay it down for you. $52 million.
That's crazy.
He wasn't getting that in the NBA.
Nah. He ain't making that at all.
And he's another one. He just keeps churning out NBA prospects. He just keeps winning. I mean, I mean, he's the king of Lexington.
Yeah, between these 7 years, he'll make between $6.5 to $8 million a year. I mean, Lord.
And I mean, hey, Tubby Smith was doing it. Now Calipari's doing it, so... Keep winning. Congratulations to both.
Yeah, and this comes into question with this next topic. Rashawn McCants says he took BS classes while at North Carolina.
We already went over this. For those of y'all who listen, you heard the terrible final that I read to you.
Yeah, and now he came out because this came out with that football player at UNC.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually watched a little on the lines video. First off, do you believe him?
I believe, yes.
You believe Rashawn McCants?
Because the whistleblower came out,
said what they said about the. I'm like, if it looks like a duck and it walks like a duck, I mean, come on. So, do I believe Roy Williams knew? That I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if Roy Williams knew or not.
Do you, and now since we're talking about it, since we just went in here, all these coaches are getting $6, $5, $8 million a year. And it could be different with college football because you got like damn 80 players. But, you know, I know they check these guys to make sure they're eligible. Is just, do you ask how can they not know what's going on with their guys? I mean, because his thing, he was like, I don't go to class.
I low-key really truly believe that. I believe tutors were doing some of his homework mm-hmm. for him. I believe he wasn't going to class like that. I believe that. I really do believe him. So
I mean, he was speaking like it's just like I'm playing basketball at a top five program. They're paying me. They didn't bring me here to give me a scholarship. They brought me here to make money for the college.
And this is why I consider personally the program one of the greatest sports movies of all times. Because the program was real and told you like it was. It honestly painted the actual true picture of college sports for these guys. This is what happens. And it's been going on for years since back in the day. It happens in high schools. It happens everywhere. I don't know why people are acting like we're shocked. I don't know why people are surprised. This crap has been going on since like the 60s. Jocks have been getting special treatment for years.
Yes.
For years. So let's not sit here and act like this is the first time we've ever heard of this. No, it's not. They've been doing this for years for these people. So don't know. You are not going to put your star athlete in jeopardy because he's flunking a fucking African American studies course. No, we're not going to risk the college championship for that. So you damn it, you fix his grade.
Yeah, they said they fixed his grades. He said they had described when the tutors would do their work. They showed his everything else because they say basically take these paper courses. Which look, I'm gonna be real as a black man. Does kind of sad that, okay, the African American courses are the African American studies class.
Yes, it pisses me off. And but it also pisses me off that these schools, they're hypocrites. Mm-hmm. You sit here and bitch and moan that, well, the players don't deserve to get paid. You know, we give them scholarships. Well, shit, if you're giving them scholarships and not learning anything, then scholarships are freaking useless. So what is it?
Yeah.
You got teach these freaking kids because half of them aren't going pro.
No,
they're not. So honestly, they're not benefiting anything.
Yeah, I saw Roy Williams, I guess when he did a video a while ago about some of that same stuff coming up, and he's like, we have one senior. Most of the kids don't graduate, especially now with the way this institute for basketball specifically. This is guys leave
quick. They go in knowing, yes, I'm 1 year and I'm gone. Yeah, and I'm not going to stay.
And even if they make this rule where it's either you go or you stay 2-3 years, guys are not going to leave. Guys are not going to try.
No,
you're not. You didn't bring me here to help me out. I'm here helping you out. So,
and unfortunately,
all you need to do is keep me eligible. So I saw his grades and all his other classes. He's C, D, and F in it. Like, okay, well, take these quote unquote easy courses. You get A's and D's, hence, oh, now you're academic eligible.
And he was on honor roll and stuff. I'm like, are you kidding?
Based on those four classes.
And I'm like, come on. So,
but yeah, it's like, okay, you got A's and all these, and then the rest you basically struggling.
Plus, I'm like, a lot
that
of these.
If you were a regular student, the administration would look at that and be like, okay, now, you know, maybe he tries really hard in these courses, but there's no way you're acing these and failing the others. Like, you can't be like, well, it's just a subject matter. Like, yo, you're not going.
And a lot of these guys that know they're not going pro, those are the ones who take their classes seriously. Those are the ones getting 3.5 GPA. I'm like, a lot of these guys who go pro, they get some of the most BS degrees I've ever seen. Get sports communication or something. Like, are you kidding me? And then you see guys who may not be the best players, but, you know, may be a role player or something. They got 3.5 GPAs of communications, computer science, and engineering, and you're like, damn, they're pretty damn smart.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
And it depends on the program. Like, look, if you're a guy who wants to not go to class, you're probably not going to go to Duke. If you're a football player and you just want the easy route and don't really care about grades and all, you're probably not going to go to Stanford.
Nope.
There's some of them schools who have great sports programs that also, when it comes to
academics,
they're really high and challenging.
Same with Notre Dame,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of these schools, yeah. So a
some
lot
of
these
schools you're not
yeah.
going to.
You, but, yeah.
Yeah. Will I go to North Carolina? Of course, because I'm like,
it's easy.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I was just thinking, but before we went over this, like, with any of us, when you're choosing a college, you want to go, you always look for a school that has the best program for what you're trying to major in.
Yep.
So for him, it's like, hey, my major is basketball.
Yep.
Let me find the schools that excel when it comes to basketball. Okay. UNC.
Yep.
It's all about college basketball.
Yep.
Let me go there because they're going, you know, can they take a hit from their program? Hell nah. That's their moneymaker.
Yep. That's what I said.
It's
sad but true.
Yeah, they got to do something because it's
sad but true.
Ridiculous.
Yep.
I mean, that's all we say. I mean, like, just pay the guys, figure something out. But clearly, you know, you do whatever you can to make sure they stay on the court, on the field, making you money.
And that's just real talk.
That's real. So I know he didn't bust anybody else out. He didn't name any tutors and all that. No, Roy Williams is denying he didn't know anything, but these guys got to know. I mean, we're paying you $6 million. You need to make sure this stuff don't happen.
Exactly.
And he was like, does the athletic department know? And he looked in the camera like, nigga, does the athletic department know? It was almost like, who the fuck you think is making this happen? And I'm like, yeah, I was like, when he got asked, I was like, of course they know.
Yeah, they're the ones
who are
pulling the strings. Right. Come on now.
They're the ones behind. They're the department behind the money making program. Yeah. They better know what's going on. Shit. I mean, if I'm coaching, I'm getting paid $6 million. How much you think the AD getting paid?
Yep.
I mean, come on. And lastly, shout out to the LA Kings.
Hey, baby.
Up 2-0.
Good job, man.
And been down in both games. You know what? It's funny. I caught the last bit of game one where they won in overtime. I'm not a hockey fan like that, but I do want to watch these games. I mean, two games going overtime. The second one goes in double OT. Kings win both of them.
I mean, this is
yeah. These Rangers fans have got to be like, damn, we should be up 2-0.
Yep.
This is demoralizing.
Ooh, so I mean, it's been a great series. I'm pulling for the Kings. Hope they do well. And hey, go to NY and close it out.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
Come back,
come back champions.
Let's get that brain lore Stanley's Cup.
There you go.
So, yeah, shout out to them, man. They, well, I guess the Latin lone LA team out here trying to do some things.
Right. Oh, boy.
All right, y'all. It's that time.
It's that time.
Time to hand out awards.
All right.
All right. Do you have who you got for your Noice Award?
Noice.
Well,
for the Noice Award.
Noice.
You know what? I'm going to give the Noice Award to Michael Sam.
Oh, okay.
Michael Sam, from what I've seen and read about, has, you know, the talk has died down. You really haven't heard a lot about him. He's really focused on football. So, you know, I was kind of questioning his goal and his missions, but he's running with the second team on the defensive line. You know, he's trying to lose weight to learn special teams and all that. They've gotten great reviews from his coaches and teammates. Even got into a little scuffle the other day. So, I mean,
okay.
He's showing some fight. He's playing hard, and he's doing what a seventh-round pick should be doing, which is buckling down, learning the playbook, and trying to make the team. So, good luck to you. Happy for him. And I'm glad the talk has died down, and he can focus strictly on football. So, good for him.
That's nice. Right. For me, my Noice Award for this week, I'm going to give it to my man, Tim Duncan.
Of course.
Becoming the first player since Wilt to put up 20-10 and shoot over 90%.
That's crazy.
From the
That's field crazy. Goal. That's crazy. Three players.
Yep.
Three players.
Shot 9-10. You're like, should he have shot more? I'm like, yeah, maybe, but he's unselfish, and they about that win. They about that chip.
And he's only, what, a couple more double-doubles away from passing Magic?
Yeah, right now he's two away from passing. Woo! One more to tie it.
So, I mean, we're watching history in the making, so that's crazy.
All right, for this what the fuck moment.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
First of all, hold on. Time out. I got to give one, first of all, to the USA coach. Talking about the USA basically does not have the talent to win the World Cup. He came out and said this on the radio and said that his team basically doesn't have the talent to win it. And I got to give it to his players for taking the high road and saying, you know what, maybe he was using it as motivation and whatnot. But I question what the hell this coach has been doing ever since the whole Landon Donovan issue. So he's making more and more questionable decisions. So I got to give him a small tidbit of what the fuck.
Somebody sending a what the fuck moment. Shout out to DJ Turbo at Michael Onassis on Twitter. Appreciate one of our listeners. He wanted us to dedicate a what the fuck moment to Dwight Howard. In case you haven't seen the pictures, Dwight Howard was caught with two underage girls in a hotel room.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and as you know, because I'm on Twitter, as you know, as soon as Twitter gets hold of this, all of a sudden, this nigga is R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Everything.
I told you, the first picture I saw was the little it was Dwight Howard's new car, and there was a little child molester van that said free candy on it, and I was just like, what the heck is going on here? Pull up the picture. First time I saw the first picture where it was like his head was cut off, so it was like, okay, there's a Rockets. Somebody with a Rocket shirt on in there. I can't 100% say it was him. Then I saw the text message that came out, and it said Dwight. But I was like, you know what? I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I will give him the benefit. It could be anybody. And then came the other picture where he's sitting down, and you saw the face and the cheesy-ass smile, and you were like, nigga, that is you. That is you, Dwight. That is you, sir. Why? You're 20, what's he, 27, 28 years old? Why are you messing with 16-year-olds?
Yeah, this is one thing if it was like, because I saw.
Dude, why are you not at least messing with college chicks?
Well, according to him, he got telling that he messing with a gang of chicks. Christ. So DJ Turbo, one, he dedicated a song, 16, by Sam Cooke for Dwight Howard. I mean, the memes on Dwight Howard were cold. Blooded. It was like, yeah, he liked girls with no rings. Like, oh, shit. And then he sent me this and was like, Dwight Howard has 9 kids, 8 baby mamas, 0 post moves, 0 championships, and 1 charge coming his way.
Oof.
So, yes, he was like, please.
Oh, Dwight. I mean, Dwight.
Look, I mean, dude. What did he have on there? He was like,
you got to stop making it easy for the folks, man.
Let that Coonin ninja have it. What the fuck moment all day, every day. He can eat a glass sandwich at this point for all I care. Like, damn.
I mean, I can't not catch for being mad at Dwight. Dwight, what are you doing with underage girls, man?
Yeah, nah.
Dude, you are. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. You're Dwight Howard, dude. You're Dwight freaking Howard. And you have what reason to mess with 16-year-olds, yeah, man?
This is...
You're a 20-something-year-old millionaire.
The only way this will work for me is because I saw the picture when he's in his, I guess you want to call it, workout gear. If this was a situation where, hey, I'm in my hotel for whatever game or whatever this is, and there are these two young girls, and they're like, hey, can you come talk to us for a second? And I have to pop in the room, and they take a picture, and I spend 5 minutes with them, and I don't get their name. I don't talk to them after that. Fine. That ain't this, apparently.
He got text messages.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't know if he's flying these chicks out. I'm like, nigga, and y'all heard supposedly he already got, I've heard 5 kids, 4 baby mom. I'm like, all right, clearly you don't give a fuck. Me and Jonathan were already talking, like, remember when he was getting drafted, and it was like,
I'm a Christian.
I'm a PK. My father's a preacher.
They always say the PKs are the worst.
You know, as soon as you do interviews after the game, first thing you say is all glory to God and
blasphemy.
Yeah. What did you do with your first check? I built my father a church and all that. Now,
blasphemy.
This nigga is co-captain of Team Leave It In. Like, dude, you got another baby mama? Like, what the? What are you doing?
I'm still like, you're a millionaire. Why are you messing with these little?
Yes. Now, granted, this R. Kelly likes some 12, 13 inch. He 13 age. He likes some maybe in ninth grade. These chicks clearly were like, all right, these are some high school. Maybe I'm going to prom. Like, these are, you would see them and be like, you mind if I check ID? May, you know what? You look a little, no. You look a little 16.
And at that point, I'm done with you. Right. At that point, I don't even want to talk to you.
But
if I'm Dwight Howard, I'm trying to get with some other millionaires. Why are you messing with?
Clearly you don't have a problem finding women to fuck.
My thing is, you ain't got no game. I'm sorry. If you messing with 16-year-olds, you have no game. Because clearly you can't get a 20-something-year-old to get with you. That's so you got to dub down to 16-year-olds in high school.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
come on, bruh.
I seen all these pictures of the chicks you done seated up. Why are you, you know, and a couple of them are not bad looking. But I'm like, why are you fucking with these youngins? Like, why? Nigga, it is 2014, the social media age. Everybody
there's a has camera, a
phone. Yeah, everybody has a recorder on their phone.
And everybody's finger is always on the trigger.
Right. Nigga, waiting. If you know that in the field you work in, these chicks do not give a shit, will put your business on blast. We seen it with Paul George.
Once it's online, dude, it ain't going nowhere. Ugh. It's there.
I'm like, can I have a pic? Let's take a pic sitting like it's a fan picture. I'm not sending you no pic of me with no shirt off, because I already seen the shit with Roy George.
Oh, no. If you want to
did you see the Roy George Jr. shit?
No.
Where this, he was sleeping around with some broad, and I guess that chick got mad and was posting pictures and having negative pics of him, tweets he sent. I'm like, and of course he got like a wife and children. I'm like, damn, nigga,
idiot. You want to take a picture with me? Step outside.
Give me that love contract.
Step outside the room and fine, you can have a picture with me.
You know, that's when you
hire. I pose with you.
Yeah, I don't have a problem. Hire security. Make sure they check the broad. Sign this waiver saying you ain't saying shit, or I'm gonna treat you like you's a damn hoe.
Or
if you got that, look, if you got that much money, hire your ass a stripper, fuck her, she ain't gonna pay her enough so she don't say shit, and that be the end of it. Stop messing with these broads.
Or I'm like, if you trying to go, if they messing with you, have your security confiscate their cell phones and be like, I'll hold them, and then once y'all leave, I give them back to you.
Yeah, something.
That's it, something. I'm locking them up in a safe or something. Give me your cell phones. Give them to me. Because none of this is going viral. This is all off the record.
You come in, talk to me. Check your phone at the door.
Thank you.
You can get it on the way out.
I don't know why cats don't do that. I don't get it, but.
I'm too much of a. I make too much money. Stupid. I know I am a target.
Dummies.
I don't trust you. Look, honey, you get thrown it all the time.
Yep.
You've been getting thrown at it since you was 16, nigga.
Yep.
Come on. Get it together, man.
Get with the program. He gets the ultimate what the fuck moment.
Yeah, he does, man. He does. So. And mine specifically, now that I brought it up, we got the World Cup coming soon, starting next week. I don't know what's going on with Brazil down there, man. I already heard that maybe they shouldn't have given so many places these games because they're still working on making sure the stadium's correct. I've already seen they're gonna have some serious like protesting going down there.
Oh wow!
I think they're gonna have a lot of citizens down there that are gonna be like, you got these millions of dollars to build these stadiums. How about you improve the housing? How about you improve some street shit?
Yep.
So Brazil. I mean, I wanted to go. I got a coworker who's going down. I was curious. I wanted to go because it sounded like what World Cup in Brazil? Mm. Sounded like it's gonna be cracking.
Yep.
You know, but.
Doesn't look like
some shit is going to be going down, so I hope everybody's safe down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is the show. I want to give some quick shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to Dino Red from the Red Rock Podcasting Network. Puts out the Shiznit. Talked to him the other day. Got to chop it up with him. A fellow podcaster out here in Southern California.
Yes, sir.
And actually doesn't live that far away. So, man, shout-out to you and the rest of the crew. I know there's discussion. Maybe we'll do some cross promos, have him and folk from the Hoopla crew come over, do a show with us. Nice. We do something with them.
Nice.
You know, talk some basketball in a few weeks. So shout out to y'all. Do want to give some love back to DJ Turbo. He, I guess, gave us some great love on Twitter. FYI, the music choices are always on point. Trust. Last week, LB and Who Riders, please stay popping your collar. So he's, you know, he's been a fellow listener, so we appreciate it, man. You checking us out. Kojak Delta. Shout out to Kojak Delta. No, he's a Spurs fan. You know, we've been chopping it up back and forth, and he's been giving love to the show. So shout out to you, man. Spurs, let's handle business.
Appreciate it. Appreciate all the love. And for those of y'all who know me, you know, I give no real shout outs just because I don't really be chopping it up with people too much. I just kind of say what I got to say and move on.
Nah, it's all good, man. But yeah, we appreciate all those people who retweet the show.
Of course.
Who hit us up and let us know that you like what we're putting out and the product we're putting out. We appreciate that, man. We're trying to give quality. We know it's a lot of sports shows out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just trying to do us. Exactly. Make it a little bit different and do what we do, which is talk sports all the damn time. The way you hear us talk on this show, this is how we talk when we on the phone.
Yep.
So we appreciate all the listeners and all the feedback and anything. And y'all know how to hit us up if you need to.
Yep.
So thank you once again for tuning in to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can listen to our podcast on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. If you're so moved, please leave us a 5-star review on Stitcher or iTunes. We appreciate that. On Stitcher, always give us that thumbs up if you're loving what you hear.
That's right.
You can also follow us on the homepage, blackisonline.com. Make sure that if you're supporting us, you support the other programming that we have from the show, The Break, hosted by Casey Lehman. Hope y'all been enjoying that Thirst series we've been putting out.
Mm-hmm.
Thirstiness. The Coach Connection with Brother Malcolm. Mm-hmm. Had a great interview last week. You got the jam with Merc 80. Mm-hmm. Shout out to him and DJ Artistic. That was cool. And we got the Brown Girl Hour, KC&T,
yeah,
for the Lady Talk. So, you know, the Black Is Network cover all bases for programming, y'all.
Yes, sir.
If you want to hit us up directly, email us, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com, on Twitter, @brotherslehman, and leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. And in case you wonder how that's spelled, it's Brothers, B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S, Lehman, L-E-H-M-A-N. Just think of the Lehman Brothers, the old defunct corporation, and just flip them around.
Yep. So definitely want to thank y'all for listening to us, for the constant listeners. Definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in, and for the new time listeners, thank you for tuning in. And go ahead and tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Let's see what else we got. Great grandparents and all them. You know what I'm saying? Dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters, lions, wolves, Panthers. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your gracious hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Check it out. As I commence lyrical content, now bust the grammar. Trying to make me flip out like David Banner. Busting out the garment, slamming like Onyx. When I'm vexed, I flex and turn green like the chronic. When I bug out, you're bound to get snuffed out for fronting. Busy deceiving, achieving nothing. If you can't walk the walk, don't talk the talk. It's Pete Rock and I coming straight from New York. Now all the setups you thought you stepped up to get your rep up, the joke's on you, Jack. True. Cause when I came through the door, my mind was thinking all out war. I'ma settle the score once and for all. Ain't no time for faking jacks when it's time for making stacks. I'm dropping bombs like Acts in the Bible with my recital. So recline like a passenger seat, son. Relax as I take you to the max, homeboy. You're faking jet acts.
Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on their back. Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers who fake jacks get laid on their back. Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on their back. Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on their back.
You'll never succeed or progress. searching for peace through material objects. You go to extremes in the process, accuse others when it's you showing your true colors. Busy selling your dreams, but all your cream contributes to your lack of self-esteem. So it would seem, cause every day of the week you act different. You see your peoples, you speak, your eyes shifted. Frontin' what? Son, you love to perform, but when the crowd's gone, word is born, you get your murk on. Is this the real definition of what a snake is? Y'all should have been politicians, that's where the cake is, but it didn't work with the fake ass smoke. See, the meek shall inherit the earth for what it's worth. Turn around, yo, you backwards. You know what the facts is. You faking jacks, kid.
Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on your back. Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on your back. Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on your back. Ain't no time for faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on your back.
Your work is led if you can't bring on the cake to get the youth fed. We used to harvest, now it's work instead. So to get ahead, to hit the nail on the head, it's hard work, cause America jerks, taking tax and perks out the check. So father sweats from working for the next, just to connect. So man, listen, a comfortable position's what I'm after. So all the while, I'm preparing myself to meet the master.
Check it, so we suggest you put an F on your chest. A wolf of sheep's clothing's what describes your best. Nevertheless, I roast your ass like chestnuts. I got guts plus cuts from Pete Rock, and it don't stop. The ghetto mask in your grill. If you lack the will to step up, then please chill. On the real, real brothers got each other's backs. While all these phony keep on faking the jacks.
Ain't
like
no time
that.
For faking jacks. Stop faking jacks. The brothers that fake jacks get laid on.